Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. It is December 29th. Yes, we are at the countdown, baby. This is it, the end of 2021. This is our last show in the year of 2021. And hey, I am so glad that you're hanging out with me this morning. Oh, yes, or whatever time of the day it is at night in Pakistan. I think it's at 11 p.m. or something like that in Pakistan. Listen, you guys, I love you so much for tuning in. You rock with me 6 years. This is the 6 year of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with BBS Radio. You have rocked with us as we have developed, as we have increased in stations, streaming live on over 125 live streaming networks, baby, including iHeartRadio. We're on podcasts, Spotify, everywhere. You can find us all over the world. We're in all nations, all over. I'm talking about Pakistan. I'm talking about China. I'm talking about Liberia. We're in Africa. We're everywhere. I can't even name them all. I think it was like over 300 and something countries. But anyway, I am so thankful and so blessed that you guys have chosen to tune in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. My message box be blowing up and my DMs be blowing up all over the world. You guys, I love you so much for tuning in. You guys rock. This is so amazing. I've made some amazing contacts and some amazing connections. So it's been so, such a blessing. So I just want to thank you. And I wish you guys nothing but a blessed and prosperous in every way new year. All right. 2022. What's it going to do? We got a lot to do because you know what? God has predestined us to win in 2022. So we're going to do just that. All right. We made it this far. Come on now. We can't stop now. Let's go on and do this thing. All right, you guys. This has been an amazing, amazing day already. So I want to say, first of all, good morning to you. I want to thank you again for tuning in. If you don't have, if you are leaving and you want to take us with you, go ahead and take your USB cord with you and go ahead and tune in to us while you're driving in your car. Take us everywhere. Download the app, BBS Radio. Go ahead and download the app. Take us with you on a jog, on a run, going to the gym, going to the supermarket, wherever you're going, dropping the kids off. I don't care. Take us with you. If you're at home and your hands is busy and you need your phone, but you want to listen at the same time, go ahead and do, hey, Google. We're on Google. Hey, Google. We'll play Gina's Radio Chat. Or if you got Alexa, hey, Alexa, play BBS Radio Station number 1, and it'll bring you right into the show, and you won't miss us. You'll be right on with us, all right? So I love you so much, you guys. Now tune in and tell a friend. Don't keep it all to yourself. Let everybody know. It's because of you listeners that you have made Dr. Gina's Radio Chat one of the number one internet talk shows worldwide. And so I got to thank you for that. Over 1 million listeners worldwide and climbing because we're on all these networks. So thank you so much for spreading the word. Listen, in Washington, D.C., we're going right into the weather. In Washington, D.C., it is 52 degrees right now and cloudy. The high is going to be 57 degrees. You got showers coming this evening. So be prepared for that. Detroit, you are 36 degrees. Your cold never disappoints. You're always cold. 36 degrees. Your high is going to be 41 degrees and cloudy. Jacksonville, Florida, you're 72 degrees. Your high is going to be 80. All sunshine for you. Got clouds coming, but nothing to worry about. London, you are 58 degrees, mostly cloudy. That is your high. You're waking up to 45 degrees. Tomorrow is going to be your high 60 and 40% chance of rain. So just be prepared for that. Los Angeles, you are 45 degrees right now. What? Los Angeles, what's going on? 51 degrees is going to be the high. 52 degrees is going to be your high just for a split second. So the majority of the day is going to be 51, but you got showers coming again. Yes, indeed. Let's see here. We got Miami, 79 degrees. Your high is going to be 80 today. All sunshine. That's what we need to be. We need to go right on to Miami. Kenya, 96 degrees is your high right now. You're partly cloudy right now. You're waking up to 72 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 98 degrees and sunshine. What wonderful weather. Hawaii, you are 49 degrees. Your high is going to be 64 degrees and you got showers coming too. You're waking up to 48 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 64. So that sounds wonderful. Australia, you're 70 degrees right now and clear. That's your high. You're waking up to 62 degrees and sunny. Your high tomorrow is going to be 95 degrees. That's amazing. Puerto Rico, hey, you're 74, 75 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 77 degrees and sunshine all day long. Listen, you got showers coming tomorrow. 62 is what you're waking up to. 77 is going to be your high tomorrow. So be prepared for that. Let's see, Portugal, you are 51 degrees right now. Your high today is going to be 54. You got showers coming. You're waking up to 45 degrees tomorrow. 55 is going to be your high. But guess what? You got showers coming. So be prepared for that, Portugal. All right. If I didn't name your city, your state, your country, your continent, your nation, it doesn't matter. Guess why? Because God is still in control and has the final say. It doesn't matter what the weather's going on. It doesn't matter what's going on around you, about you, through you. Nothing matters because God is still in control and he has the final say. All right. So I just want you to know that we're going to take a sponsorship break and we'll be right back after these. After this sponsorship break, we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
All right, Get in the Weight of Every Loss is in Amazon and Kindle. Go ahead and get your copy today. I'm telling you, this is a good one. Gotta get it. All right, you guys, Ministerial Moment. Let's get into it. All right, this is the last show of the year, 2021. We've been rocking with BBS Radio for 6 years, and now we're going into 2022. It'll be our seventh year, so I am expecting great things, which brings me to this. You guys are going to do things you never thought you would do. You're going to learn things you never thought you would learn. You're going to be in a place that you never thought that you would be in. So I just want to give you a little word of advice. All right. This is from me to you. Keep it to yourself. Just keep it to yourself. Everybody just ain't ready for your faith level. Everybody just ain't ready for that vision that you got. Everybody can't handle how big your dreams are. So listen, before you throw it on out there, Lord, to any old body, I just say, take it to God. Keep it to yourself. Take it to God. You can take it to him anytime, all the time. You can talk his ears off. It'll never get him tired because you know why? Whatever he's placed in your heart, he's predestined for you to do it. So he's been waiting for you to get to this place for so long. So now it's time to ride it out. You, Holy Ghost, Jesus, and our Father God with his hand on you are going to take you to the finish line. You're going to win in 2022. You're going to grow in so many ways. You're going to mature in so many ways. You're going to learn so much. But listen, whatever you lack, just ask God for it. He'll give it to you. If you need more wisdom, he'll give it to you. If you need more discernment, he'll give it to you. Just protect the vision. Protect the dream, protect your moves. Don't let everybody know your moves. Every step is not meant for everybody. The Bible says that your steps are ordered by the Lord. Hey, your step is not everybody's step. So everybody just ain't going to be able to hang with you on this journey. So you got to learn how to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding. You don't need everybody's advice. You don't need their opinions. You don't need that to keep it moving and to move forward in the things of God. All you need is God's approval and his plan, because he says he knows the thoughts and plans that he has towards you, thoughts for good and not for evil. So let me tell you something. This year, keep it to yourself. This is your year to prosper in every way possible, okay? This is the year for you to believe God more than ever. This is the year to build your confidence, your endurance, your patience, your strength. Be empowered. This is your year. When you're cleaving to God, nothing's impossible. When you're clinging to Him, all things are possible. When you're clinging to Him, it's going to go down. Just believe me. Trust me. It's going down. This is it. We're crossing over. We're right at the edge of 2021, 2022. I'm believing. So I say, what you going to do in 2022? All right. This has been Ministerial Moment. We got so much good show for you today. I'm excited to have you. I'm so glad that you joined us. And listen, we'll be right back after this commercial break with our guests. We're starting to show off with a bang. All right, you guys, we'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Remind me exactly what I'm going to say.
Sure. Say your name and then say, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Or say whatever you want.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Got you.
All right.
There you go. You ready?
I'm ready now.
Hey, this is Sarah the Baptist, and you're listening to Dr. Gina Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right. Go.
Okay. Hey, this is Sarah the Baptist, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Stay tuned in.
Great. I love Sir the Baptist. So unique and so cool. Thank you, Doug, for that. I haven't heard that, his voice, in a while. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Our first guest is joining us. I'm so excited to have her. She is a doctor. She is an entrepreneur. She's a podcaster. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing really, really fantastic. I want to say your name right. It's Dr. Oyin Consola.
Yes, ma'am. You did good.
I did good. Okay. All right. Good. All right. Good. 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 I'm so glad. Okay. Now, let me do the last name. Jenadu.
Jinadu, but that's fine.
Jinadu. I love it. All right, Dr. Jinadu, I'm so glad that you were able to join me. We met on Clubhouse, and I loved your energy when we talked and everything. And I want to talk about Exactly. I know you're a podcaster and everything, and you got a lot of things going on, and you got a lot of businesses, I think, that your hands is in. But I want to talk about 2022. I want to start it off by just what are you believing that people are, what do you believe the expectations of 2022 are for people? And do you believe that it's realistic?
I feel like a lot of people are ready to lock out, right? And I feel like realistic, it can be realistic if you take the right approach to lock
out. Doctor, you're breaking up a lot. You're like going in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. So what I'm saying is expectation for 2020 for a lot of people, I feel is they're ready to lock out. They're ready to take steps to the next level, getting out there, doing the things that were prior to COVID, doing it bigger, better with all the certifications that we have all learned in 2020 and 2021. However, I would say,
You know what? Hold up on a second, because we're live. Are you actually on a speaker, or what kind of system are you on? Because you're breaking up a lot. We can't hear anything you're saying.
I'm on a speaker.
Oh, that's not going to work. You got to get us closer to you.
Is it better now?
Go ahead and try a sentence. You were saying, start all over, actually.
Okay, so I was saying that I like the fact that people have a lot of expectations for 2022. It just means that we all have hope. And those expectations are not coming from a wrong place, because everyone is about ready to get out there and do something amazing that we haven't been doing for a while. But you have to guide those expectations properly. Did you hear me well?
Yes, it's awesome. Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes. So, okay. So, yeah, I agree with you as far as the hope. I think that is really good. What would you, so to get started for someone that has the hope and, you know, they're motivated in this season and time, you know, because you're an entrepreneur, how would you suggest that they start off? Do they start like ambushing it, or do they start off and pace themselves, start slow, tread the water? How would you suggest that they start off?
I mean, if they're starting afresh, I would say they need to really sit down and put everything that they really want to do on paper. And then just think about it for the longest time to figure out the first thing. What is the first step that needs to be done to move this needle forward? And that's going to avoid people falling into this state of paranoia. Like the year has started, you know, every new year, everyone's making resolutions. So many things are going to be coming out where everything will be thrown at you. In order to kind of avoid the rush, the January, February rush, it's good for you to set your mind in the right place by putting an actual workable plan in motion. What is the very first thing that you need to do starting off in 2022 that's going to move you forward in the direction that you want to go? Just that little bite chunk, that little bite-sized piece, I feel like would help you get set up right. Whether you're starting over or whether you're continuing on your journey like most of us are, I've had to put a plan in place for myself to say, what is the first thing I want to put out on my YouTube on January 1st? What is the first message I want to send out on my podcast? What's the first thing I want to send out for my MedSpa business? Those first things are the things that I'm working on right now. Of course, there are other plans that have already been laid out, but that very first thing is my focus right now going into Saturday.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I think that's great advice. Okay, so tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Tell everybody about you. What exactly is going on with you? I know your hands is in a lot of things, so tell everybody what's happening.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gina. I really appreciate the opportunity to share my brand and my platform. I have a threefold brand. The first part of it is HD Pro Global, which is a med spa, beauty and career institute, and also body med spa. So we offer the services, we offer the training and certifications for individuals who are looking to earn like us. And we also expand that into the career space to offer healthcare training as well. So that's the first part of my trifold. The second part of my trifold is my media brand, which is my personal brand where I dabble. Well, I don't dabble, but I really provide value by creating content on YouTube, creating content on several podcasts, including Apple, Google, and Anchor, and also doing short films, movies. I've been featured in a few movies here and there. I have a drama series working in the progress right now, coming out on Amazon Prime in 2022. So in the media space, that's how I do. I do a lot of content creation on social media. Every single social media platform has my footprint. I have articles on LinkedIn. I have videos on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, everywhere. That's the second trifold. And the third trifold of my brand is my nonprofit side, which is Honey Drops Foundation. The Honey Drops Foundation is a nonprofit that I established about 6 years now ago. And we use our resources through education to help our youth and families to live beyond domestic violence. We successfully established about 6 programs, which was put on hold as of last year, even most part of this year. But starting in 2022, the foundation will get back out there doing the work in advocacy and education to help diminish and reduce the effects of domestic violence, especially on our youth. So that's just a summary of who I am. I'm also a mother to 3 amazing, wonderful boys. I'm a daughter to my mother and my father, and a sister to my brother. And I think a friend to so many wonderful, amazing humans like Dr. Gina. And I just love people, and I just love being and doing. Everything I do has to do with people. So that's just it. Thank you so much, Dr. Gina.
Well, this is amazing, and we're so glad that you were able to start your 2022 off right with being on Dr. Gina's radio chat and letting everybody know exactly who you are. I'm so glad that you were able to join me. I'm so glad that you were able to get your message out, and I'm so glad that you're doing so many amazing things. Go ahead and tell everybody how they can connect with you.
Yeah, you can connect with me on Instagram at I Am Honey Drops. That's my social, my major, well, I guess my primary point of contact, because once you get an I Am Honey Drops, you would have a link on my bio that takes you to every other platform, my website, my other social media outlets, my YouTube channel, and pretty much everything that you need to learn about me. From that one link, you'll be able to see a snapshot of how to connect, how to join my community, how to take advantage of the resources, the products and services that I offer, and how to support my cause, which is the Honey Drops Foundation. Thank you so much, Dr. Gina.
All right. Well, thank you so much, you guys. This, go ahead and connect with her. She is amazing. I'm so glad I was able to say her name right. Dr. Oyin Consola.
Yeah, that's
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, God bless you, sister. Happy New Year. Until next time, I will talk to you another time. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Gina. Your message is amazing. I really appreciate what you shared this morning. Everything that God has laid on your heart to do for yourself, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. You all need to listen to Dr. Gina. I tell you, I have made mistakes in the past sharing my dreams, my goals with people, and it just typically never ends well, or sometimes just never ends as good as it's supposed to. It might not be bad, but it might just not be as great as it was supposed to. So, Dr. Gina, that was an amazing ministerial moment, and it really spoke to me. Thank you for sharing.
Amen. God bless you. All right, now we're getting ready to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Gospel House Mix, DJ Dave Spivey. Uh-oh, this is going to be good. Uh-oh, just stay tuned for it. We'll be right back after this message.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig. Everybody's looking at you.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Don't you go nowhere. Don't you go nowhere. Hey, this is Shirley Murdoch, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
my goodness. I loved it. I just love Dave Spivey. Oh my God. You guys need to go check him out at DJ_Dave_Spivey. Let me make sure, because I want you to get with him. I want you to connect with him because he is amazing. He's got a couple of things I want to make sure. Yeah. Okay. So it's DJ_Spivey_radio. That's the one he wants you guys to connect with him on. DJ_Spivey_radio. Okay. Let me tell you something. I love it. Okay. So listen, we're getting ready for my next guest. I'm so excited to have him because we got his new music and it is getting ready to pop. I'm so excited about this because his music is awesome. His name is Giles. He is actually from Liberia, and I love my Liberian families out there, because you know what? I have such a close relationship with some friends. Actually, my assistant, she has gone on to do other things, but she was with me for 8 years and she was from Liberia. And I'm telling you, I love the country. I love the people. I love it. So when I ran into him at our church, I was super excited about the fact that he was from Liberia. So I'm very excited about the music that he has. It's so awesome. He's a big time artist, you guys. He's a recording artist. He's amazing. So he'll be joining us shortly. So just be prepared for that. We got his new music all over. It's going to be amazing. So this is good. It sounds so good. It's so good. So I just want you to know that. But anyway, so far, while we're waiting on him to come, we've been talking a lot about, you know, 2022. And I mean, that's the theme of this show, because this is the last, absolutely last show. And so we want to make sure that we understand what the assignment is. First and foremost, I want to encourage you to, first and foremost, you guys, you have to be determined at this time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like as if everything depended on it. You have to be determined in this time. This time, do it differently. This time, you know, fight through the disappointment, because you know that when the enemy is not wanting you to do something, he's going to try to bring a twist and a turn to the situation. But this is why it's so important to pray for strength and perseverance, you know, so you can walk as a victor, so you can walk as an overcomer and own it. You know what I'm saying? Because literally, you're going to always have adversaries. You're going to always have adversaries. You're going to always have bills. You're going to always have something. Life happens. But it's not the fact that things won't happen. It's about the fact of how will you handle it? How will you perceive it? Will you look towards God? Will you throw in a towel? Will you have a tantrum? It's like, you know, I believe that this year should be focused more on character. This year should be focused more on how am I going to be in this year? How am I going to be ready for whatever God has predestined? How am I going to be mentally, emotionally, you know, stable and balanced for whatever is going to come in this year? I just believe that. I believe that this is something more internal than it is, you know, external. I believe that this is for us to really get what we need to be more connected with God, to become more faithful to Him, to become more reliant on Him. I just believe that. I believe that this is a totally different situation. And I think that a lot of the times when we have failed in our New Year's resolution is because we haven't had our hooks into an anchor. We haven't relied on a source. we haven't, you know, come to the end of ourselves. And I think that once we connect to God and we come to the end of ourselves and we get more of Him, I believe that, oh my goodness, nothing is impossible. I just believe it. I believe that, yes, you're going to have obstacles and things like that, like I said, but I just believe that you are more than a conqueror, that you will be, you'll have more victories than you ever had in your life. Because listen, when God is in it, there is no limit at all. Just like, what's his name said? I can't think of his name. The singer. It's at the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of his name. But anyway, when God is in it, there is no limit. So I definitely want you to be encouraged about that and just know that, you know, God is definitely with you and that He wants you to win more than you know. I mean, really more than you do, actually. He wants you to win more than you do. So it is more because it Israel Houghton, that's his name. It is imperative because He wants you to get it, because His word is never going to return to Him void. He's going to accomplish everything that He set forth out to do. And not only that, He's going to protect His word. So all He needs is for you to be a willing vessel and for you to be a submissive vessel on top of it all. All right. So listen, we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back with Giles. And we got his new single, All Over, is going to be coming up shortly. So we'll be right back after this short commercial break. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Here we go. All right, you guys, I was waiting on a drop. Doug, you got me messed up. Anyway, we're going to be playing All Over right now. I love this song. It's so good.
It's magic in the air.
very long time. See, I'm break, I'm sunshine. I wanna love you very long time. Long time, long time. I wanna love you baby long time. See, I'm break, I'm sunshine. I wanna love you baby long time.
My gosh, I love it. Jels Cuellar is with us now.
Yes,
and I just, I am so glad to have you. He had to, you know, listen, he had to teach me how to say his name because I had to respect it. I had to say it right. I couldn't butcher it up, y'all. He is so dope. He is so dope. Liberian hit songmaker, LA living singer, songwriter, performer, recording artist. He has a brand new music. You just heard it, y'all, all over. All right, and we just played it for you. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, friend. How are you?
Hey, Dr. Gina, thank you so much for having me. I've been waiting on this interview for a while, so this is amazing. Guys, it's good.
Oh, man, it is so good. It's so good. I was trying to get Anthony Hamilton on here the same day as you, but he's scheduled for January the 19th, I believe, the 12th. He went on his schedule for the 12th. Yeah, I tried to get him to come with you because I thought that would be so awesome for you guys to be on together. But listen, you stand out all by yourself, okay? Let me tell you something.
Woo!
You are, listen, I am in awe of how humble you are with the fame that you have. I mean, the celebrityism. Tell us about, first of all, you're from Liberia. How did you come here to the States? Tell us about that journey, first and foremost.
Ooh, that's a long story. So from Liberia, during the Civil War, about 1999 is when I came to the States. So it was during wartime. Me and my mother, we had to go on the camp, on the refugee camp in Ghana, actually, which is where, from there, we came to America during, so we came from it was a program with the Catholic Church, some Catholic Church program. And that got us to America. So basically it was like we were playing lottery over there. Anybody knows what that is. Basically you put your name on a list and hopefully you get picked to come to America, basically. And that's how it happened. Cause during wartime, everybody wanted to get out of there. They were killing everybody. They were killing some of my family, a lot of my friends. And so I don't know if you ever, or if any of you guys ever saw the movie Blood Diamond, it was just like that. At nighttime,
wow,
soldiers would come and kill people for no apparent reason, kill families in their homes and kids killing kids, you know. So we had to get out of there, and we always wanted to come to America for a better life. So when the opportunity came, my mom took it. They almost killed my mom in the process of it.
Wow.
But thank God. God is our protection. Nothing happened.
Nothing.
Yeah,
yes.
That's how it happened. We just came to America and just started a better life. You know, it was hard in America, first of all, but, you know, due to the language barrier and things like that, I had to repeat a grade because I didn't speak fluently.
Right. So, but listen to where you are now. Like, how did you get into music? I mean, you know, I've personally heard that testimony, not your testimony, but a similar testimony with my, like I told you, I had my assistant for over 8 years, and her story was very similar to yours, her experience. And as far as, with all of that went on over there and how she got over to the United States. And, you know, again, it really was a blessing for her as well. But I want to know more about how you got into this music business. And then I want to know how you got in the music business and how you were able to get the support from Liberia as well as in the States. How did all of that happen?
Wow. That story is good. So how I got into music. So about when we first came to America, this is my first time seeing Usher perform. I will always hear his music and stuff in Liberia and things like that, him, Michael Jackson. But because we didn't own television ourselves, so to actually see it, I'm watching TV, I'm in this place in America, there's TV, I'm watching it, and I see Michael Jackson and Usher perform together, and I'm like, wow. And I'm probably about 6, 7, or 8, one of those, I think about like 7 years old. I'm watching these people on TV. I'm like, wow, I want to be like that. You know, not just as a hobby, just because, you know, I didn't have anything else to do. And I'm like, wow, I like music and maybe it can take me farther than where I am. So started doing music. First, I started playing with it. Started just like humming melodies and things like that. And I seen like R&B singers and stuff, you know, all the girls like them. I'm like, ooh, maybe this could be something for me too. So I started just humming melodies and things like that, writing. And my cousin, he used to do music, but just as a hobby as well. He was better at writing than me, so he taught me how to write, things like that. And then after that, just took it farther. When I turned 14 years of age, I met my manager at the time, L.A. Virgil, rest in peace to her. So how that happened, she was at a prayer meeting, a prayer conference that I actually didn't want to go to at that time. But my mom forced me to go there, and I was glad that I came. So there's this lady, you know, she's praying for people, and then after that, she's like, I'm looking for new talent, new fresh talent. And my mom was like, well, you know, my son can sing. And I'm shy. I'm like, why'd you tell her that? So the lady's like in front of everybody. She's like, oh, sing something for us. So here I go, my shy self. I'm singing and stuff like that. She's like, wow, I like your voice. She gave me a card, and she said, call me. And then first she told me the people that she knows, Patti LaBelle, things like that. And first I'm like, okay, I didn't really know who those people are. Then I did my research. I was like, oh, these are legends. So she gave me a card. I contacted her the next day. I did not play. I said the next day. And we scheduled a meeting, came to her house, and we went over some things. And she took me to my first recording studio, a recording session at the age of, I believe I was still 14, but I didn't record at that time. She took me to the recording studio just to see the process and things like that. And she'll send me beats, and I will write to them. And then I recorded my first song at 15. Took me to a recording studio, and I liked how everything was set up, the process and everything. And I was just a natural, you know. You just put the beat on, wow, and they just say, record. And that was it. After that, I worked on my very first album during that process. And then the rest was history, you know. Like, then she took me to New York for the first time to do a TV show. It was like talent TV show. And the rest is history. After that, I just started doing it.
Wow. And so they embraced you in Liberia. They just embrace you and they play your music and it's in rotation all the time. I mean, it seems like the support is so huge. It seems like there.
Yeah. They love me because, Liberia, one thing is, you know, when you come to the States, you know, everybody expects you to forget where you come from. But when you embrace where you come from, they're like, ah, this person is something special. We got to support him too. And then he started supporting me, playing my things in rotation. And, you know, all it is, I believe, is just God. He has that announcing over me because, let me go back to, because when I was 2 years old, I got hit by a car. I was in a coma, things like that. So this is basically my second life. So I feel like I'm here for a real reason. And my purpose is to actually, you know, help people and embrace where I'm from too, to show those kids that, man, there's a way you can make it out. You know, you just have to just embrace where you're from.
I love it. I love it. I love your story. I love your energy. Just so, so funny and so cool and just down to earth. I love it. I love it. I love it. What advice this, you know, we're going into 2022. You're the last guest of the show, the last show of the year. What advice would you give? Yeah. Isn't that a lot? It's a lot, right? That's so huge.
Right.
And you're ending with us with a bang. And I want them to hear what you have to say of what kind of advice and encouragement would you like to give someone that is listening, that wants to get it? They have a dream, they have a vision, they have a sound, and they just, you know, they need some encouragement. What would you tell them, just because it's a new season, a new year, what advice would you tell them?
Man, it's very simple. It's one of those things where make sure you keep God first in everything you do. God is number one. Every single thing you do. There's nothing you will do on this earth that God isn't allowing you to do. Because if you keep him first, you know, everything, every door will open. And the biggest advice is, if you want to go far, go with people. If you want to go fast, go by yourself. In other words, you know, get a team, you know, like for me, I embrace my country. Always go with those people or someone on your back, you know, instead of going thinking you can do everything yourself, because you're not going to do everything yourself. It just won't happen.
Yes. And God will definitely send you that team. He definitely will.
Exactly.
You can't pick anybody. They gotta share in the vision and want you to win and want to support, you know. So I love that advice. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Hey, man. So you can follow me on Instagram, Jels Quia, JelsQuiah, Twitter, everywhere Jels Quia. So Twitter, Instagram, wherever else, YouTube, Spotify. Everywhere. Jels Quia. Once you type that in, I'll pop up.
Jels Quia. I love his name. Oh, yes. God. I love it. All right. And I sound good saying it. I love it. I love that. Yeah, because you taught me well. All right. You guys go and follow him everywhere. Go and get the copy of All Over. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. Go ahead and check him out. Look at the video, fly video. You got y'all. Ain't no half stepping. Yes, his team put it together for you. Okay. So go ahead and purchase it right now. Go get your copy. All right. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you so much. Again, thank you for ending this year with me. Last show of the year with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You rock.
Dr. Gina, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, you guys, this is it. This is the last show. We are at the end of the last show of the end of the year. I can go on and on and on. But guess what? Next week, we're starting the new year with a bang. We'll be here on January. What date is that? I think it's January the 5th. So next Wednesday, you guys come and join us and hear what wonderful things are going to be going down for the new year on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And I want to hear what's going on with you. We're going to do something special next week. All right, you guys, this has been amazing. I'm so glad that you tune in. You told a friend. Listen, I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I am loving you. Ah! Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.